Hello and welcome again to the Essential Install podcast series. I'm David Kitchener, the Managing Director of All Things Media Limited, the company that brings you Essential Install magazine and EI Live exhibitions, amongst other projects. We've produced some 21 episodes now in this podcast series, which were started specifically to help the installer stroke integrator do their job better in the AV and home automation industry. For this podcast, we're discussing the importance of power management. To the AV integrator, power is everything. The connection of a system to the mains fires up all sorts of solutions, from lighting and HVAC through to cinema and music. But how much attention do we actually give to the power source? All it takes is a spike in power or power cut, and all the integrator's hard-earned work requires service visits and, at worst, swapping out kit with a hefty bill attached. Either way, the integrator is responsible. Do they charge the customer or absorb the cost? So today, to discuss this important topic, we are joined by Philip Goode of Goode Systems. Welcome, Philip.
Hi, David. Thanks for the invitation.
Oh, you're welcome. It's an interesting subject. And as usual, with our regular podcast, we are joined by our Essential Install magazine editor, Daniel Sait. Hi, Dan.
Hi there, everyone. Good to be back once again.
So, Philip, I understand that Goode Systems has been in the AV and IT sectors for, what, over 30 years now. Tell us how it all began all those years ago.
Yes, David, you are totally right. Goode Systems started over 30 years ago. Actually, next year, we have our 35th birthday.
And 35th?
Yeah, 35th.
Wow.
Yeah, and it all began with my dad. So my dad actually founded this company in university or after university. He studied electrical engineering and he's a technic geek. So yeah, that's how the company Goode started. And since then we are doing smart PDUs, smart IP PDUs that can switch individually.
So how old were you then when he started the company?
I let's say I'm not even born. I wasn't even born.
Yeah, family businesses, I think, and it's still a family business, I guess.
Yes, yes. I actually got in the board member two months ago. So I'm now chief sales officer or director sales. And my dad is still on the technical side. We also moved someone of our long employees, who is our also now technical director. Also, he's also in a board, member of the board. And so we set up the company for the future, and we are growing really fast.
So he's trusting it to the second generation then?
Right, he's passing it on.
Interesting. Now, coming to actual Goode products, and I know your focus is on smart PDUs, power distribution units, and smart power supplies. In your words, Philip, which I know we've written in the magazine, a switched PDU is essential in every professional AV installation. Tell us why, Philip.
Yeah, it's pretty easy. So it's your best service technician you can get, because you don't have to pay for them salary, and it will solve 90% of your problems. So it's the best service technician you can get.
And do you expect the installers to tie up a service level agreement with their clients, and so therefore they call the installer, they can then fix everything, I guess, remotely, can they?
Yes, 100%. So we have partnerships with Crestron, Control 4, all the big AV manufacturers, also Savan and some others. And so they can control us through plug-and-play drivers. They are all free of charge. So we really focus on the AV industry, and all our drivers are always free for them. And you can, with a fingertip, you can reboot some stuff remotely. And so no one has to drive to the customer. So they can just reboot it remotely and save service technician costs. And there's also actually one totally news coming up, or I'm not sure if it's out there, but it will be out there. We got a native Crestron Home integration, so we are now also integrated in Crestron Home natively. Means there's a health dashboard, and so it's even more easier now to remote reboot devices.
it's become a little bit of a kind of a joke in AT and AV industry, you know, turn it on, turn it off again kind of idea. But, you know, a well-managed power cycle, you know, really is a thing of beauty. It does solve so many things, and done well, you know, it is that wonderful kind of thing that you can go to that will solve most problems. And I think what's really good about the proliferation of this type of technology is that systems are getting easier for the end user, perhaps, but, you know, are probably getting a bit more complicated in terms of the back end, in terms of the different things that people want, the variability that people want. They want AV systems, they want automation, they want, maybe they've got stuff outside now. So it is getting more complicated. And actually, I think most clients, if there is a problem, something's not working properly, they don't really care how it's solved. So the idea that you're just turning it on and off again, they don't really care about that because they don't see the solution anyway. So even if someone turns up in a van and does something miraculous, or something just happens in the background that you know they may be aware of, may not be aware of, if they've got a system that's working, they're happy. So you know, I don't think we should sort of dwell too much on kind of, you know, how we fix things, or whether it's a glamorous fix or a kind of a nice easy fix. You know, let's have a nice easy fix, because that's what basically what your products provide, as well as the kind of, you know, the protection and all of those other things. But, you know, when things do go down, you know, it's never good for a system or for client relations. So to have that ability to go in and just get things up and running again is so important.
Yes, I can only agree 100%, Dan. And so, for example, I can also give you an example. So let's face it, there will be the World Cup this year. So we want to watch TV, and yeah, you want to watch your favorite soccer game, and your Skybox isn't working. Yeah, what are you doing, right? You are calling your service technician, you're calling your smart home integrator and say, I need a fix now, not in 1 hour, in two, I need it now. So, and that's what we can offer, right? So that's what they can do. They can reboot as quickly as they want. And this will also make these customers even more happy, right? Because they will think about it. Oh, I wanted to see the soccer game. Nothing didn't work, and now I got the solution in seconds.
Yeah, and I think we just, it's funny you should mention that, actually, because we were just writing an editorial this morning about, you know the growth in event viewing. And I think there are other terms you can use for it, but the idea of, you know, you get your friends and family around to watch a sporting event, or maybe a music event like Glastonbury or something like that. And, you know, and it's interesting at the moment, the return of the Premier League in the UK, they're pushing very hard this idea of it only happens live once. You know, the idea that, yeah, you can watch the game later, but it's not the same. You're not watching it live. It isn't the same. You know, it's the next best thing to being there, because you're watching it live. And I think, obviously, you know, if you've got your friends around, you're all ready to, you know, you've poured the beer, you're all ready to watch the game, and something's not working, you know. And if you don't get it up and running quickly, then, you know, it just takes the kind of, you know, takes the edge off everything. And I think it's a growing kind of... you know, we talk a lot in the magazine about home cinemas and media rooms, and we mostly talk about music and movies and things. And we do obviously talk about sport, but I think this idea of kind of watching things live, and that's not just sport, that's music events as well now are streamed live quite often. You know, it's another revenue stream for acts that you know, they go out on tour, but they also stream the event live. So there are growing kind of... forms of entertainment that people want to watch live, and so obviously that need for it to, for everything to be working and working well, is only going to increase. So having these kind of these fail safes and these fallback systems that an installer can jump on their laptop wherever they are, whatever they're doing, and just get it all sorted is only going to get more important and be a bigger part of the industry.
Yes, for sure. And also, for example, what you said with the home cinemas, if you want to have a movie night, you also want to watch the movie now, and then something is not working, then you do not want to wait 1 hour with your family that it works, right? So you want to consume it now. And so the world is getting faster and faster. So I think no one wants to wait for these. So that's how you can solve these pretty easy.
All of this, of course, is, you know, relates to power interruption, of course.
as I said in my intro, that's clearly what Good is all about. But how much of an education job, Dan, a question to Dan and Philip really, how much is there an education job that to educate the installers, integrators out there to actually pay attention to the power source and how it's distributed?
I think to this question that it depends on which integrator you talk to, so, and also on which customers they have, because if the project is about over a certain amount, so let's say they install a home cinema for over 50 or 100K, then I think no one will, I don't have to educate anyone that they need surge protection. Yeah, because the value of the cinema or of the equipment that is used is so high and so expensive that no one wants to have a surge that destroys all this money. So above
a certain level then, Philip, they automatically pay attention, as it were, to the power source and
right, that's, and distributing that's what power. I think. So it kind of depends also on the experience, but I think if it's on a certain level, I think it's a no-brainer. So it really depends on the integrator to have surge protection. The other thing with the remote reboot, this really depends on the managed service. If they sell service contracts, if they are aware of a service contract, or if they, for example, do not even sell service. So there are like many things in which state the integrator is. So that means, but I can only, I think, also other colleagues in the AV and smart home industry will tell you, invest in service, and because with service you can get recurrent turnover, and so you should invest in a good service infrastructure, and we are one part of this. Yeah.
How many countries are you in, Philip? You're global, obviously, but are you in pretty much every country?
Yeah, so main focus is Europe, but we are in EMEA, Australia, USA. So, we are in these countries. And as I said in the beginning, we are growing really fast. And what I hear from customer, we have at the moment the most reliable PDU in the market. And so that's a key part for us.
Well, I know you're distributed in the UK by RGB. I know you recently moved to RGB. I've known RGB for a number of years. You've met Gordon, have you, Gordon Innocent?
Yes, I have met him, yes.
Yeah, lovely guy. Been around for a number of years.
Yeah, for sure.
And you go through pretty much, I understand you go through distributors almost in every country, do you?
Yes, 100%. In every country we have distributors. Germany, in the AV sector, we do on our own. But all the other countries are distributed by a distributor.
Yeah, I have a bit of a thing with manufacturers, and the AV people I talk to know that. And what I mean by that is, to me, it's very important for the manufacturers to support their brands. Some manufacturers, not mentioning any, of course, just leave it to their distributors. Well, of course, some of these distributors have 20, 30, 40 brands and, marketing and promoting 30, 40, 50 brands, of course, becomes expensive. That's why I like, if I may say, what you do, Philip. You are hands-on, quite clearly. You and I met very briefly at EI Live last year. But it's clear, it's quite clear. You're on the stand, you're in front of people, you're there, and I would assume that support literally spreads through to the distributors, and they feel they get tremendous support from you, which of course is very, very important from a manufacturer's point of view.
Yes, I can only agree. So our strategy, or maybe it's because also we are family business, so we really try to have a relationship also with our integrators, not only with our distributor. So we kind of have a partnership and grow the market together with them. And I am always open to meet integrators, to meet them face to face. Actually, I just came back from a UK trip last night. I'm on the road. I like to talk to them and try to educate them and convince them to Gude. And I think that's what they really like. They know that they can call me anytime. They always get my mobile number. So, yeah, and I think that's what these integrators like.
Oh, 100%. It's very, very important. And it's nice to hear. Nice to hear that, you know, a manufacturer does support the integrators in that way. You're trying to educate them. Well, support, clearly, as you guys know, support is very, very important to them.
You know, RGB, their training has always been really, really good. Going back 20 years, I guess.
Yeah, you are totally right. So it's a really nice team. They are really technical. And it's really nice to grow the business with them together. So
I mean, they've been also said, over the years done all sorts of. They used to have a bus that they took out. It was all equipped with demonstration equipment and training facilities, and they would take it. You know, if installers couldn't get to them, they would, you know, go to the installers. So they've always been very proactive with that kind of thing. So I think it's a good fit for what you folks do and what their sort of. Their strengths are.
Yeah, perfect. Perfect fit. And yeah.
It's excellent. What about the R&D side, the research and development side, Philip? I mean, how many people do you, for example, employ? Is that your building? Obviously, the people listening to this, Philip, won't know
oh, yeah,
that
right.
we're on screen. But the building you're sitting in front of, as it were, is that your building in Germany?
So, yeah, it's our production and office headquarters, so in Germany. As I mentioned before in the beginning, we are a German family company and we manufacture everything on our own. So developing 100% here in Germany, also manufacturing, and we test also every product. So every single product is tested here. And yeah, and then we ship it out to the world.
So how many people in the building? How many people do you employ in HQ, Philip?
Too many.
Well, I can imagine your salary bill is quite high.
We have many people that are really loyal to this company. So there are some technical geeks, I always call them. They are here for already over 20 years. And yeah, they are the brain of the product, and so that's why we are so reliable. Because we are in this market already over 30 years.
I think it's always nice with I mean, our business is a family business, and that's a nice thing because people like working for you. They know what they get with you, and there's a lot of loyalty, I think, within family businesses because it's a family business.
Yes. So, for example, if we talk about the component crisis, I have to talk about it. So we made a quick decision, for example, that we buy processors 2 years of stock. So I think no one can do that if you're not in a family company. So and actually, that's why we also have so good delivery times. And to your question about R&D, we are in developing new products and we will show some at EI Live. Or later, in this year, at some other shows. But come to EI Live. Yeah, we have a booth there with RGB. It's booth 122, and so we are constantly developing, ongoing and better products. Yeah.
Don't worry, Philip. That's one of my favorite subjects to talk about. EI Live. We'll talk about that in a minute. But it's interesting. I mean, you have quite a large percentage of the personnel there responsible for research and development. So I'm guessing you're coming up with new products, etc., all the time, are you?
Yeah. So if you see this, if you have a look in our company, we are 90% engineers. So we are an engineering company. That's what we focus on. Developing great products.
And that's literally the R&D is literally on a daily basis, I guess, is it, with your company?
Yeah, daily basis, yes.
Essential Install Magazine is the leading title for the smart home, AV and home cinema markets. Packed monthly with news, views, features, products and case studies, it's a must read for any integration company looking to source new products and increase their profits. If you'd prefer to get your smart home and high quality AV news online, then get along to essentialinstall.com. Updated daily with news, product releases and case studies. Essential Install is the last word in smart home, AV and home cinema coverage. Don't miss out. Stay up to date with Essential Install in print and online.
So what about new things, Philip? Have you got any things you can maybe share with us? What new products are coming on the horizon, or can you not share that information?
Yeah, I can say that we will we are in developing vertical switch PDUs. Customers or integrators that know us well, they already know that also. So we are in developing new vertical switch PDUs. And I think they will be really interesting. So for all these integrators,
And you talked about the various drivers you have. I've written down here that you have drivers compatible with Crestron, Control 4, and Savant. There are many more than that, I guess. Are there?
Yes. So if we just have a look on the smart home drivers, we have RTI, Elan. So also the other ones in the commercial area, we have AMX, QSIS, Extron. So we have a wide range of drivers. That's what we really focus on. Also, our API in all of our products are the same. So if someone knows a product once, they know all our products. And that's what we also really focus on, that we have one stable, reliable API software platform, and everyone can program on that, or you just download the driver and you can set up our PDU in 5 minutes.
That's very, very, very user friendly then.
that's what we stand for, and that's what we like to achieve. So everything for our customers, and so that it's as easy as possible to integrate us.
Well, we talked about, I did say it was when we alluded to EI Live a moment ago, I did say it was my favourite subject to talk about.
And I can imagine. It's coming up.
Strange, isn't it? Yeah, no, we're working very hard. We're putting the whole thing together. The floor plan's pretty much full. Where you probably see all the social media and the various e-shots, industry e-shots we're getting out there. You know, we're promoting it very hard now, which, of course, we have to do as an organiser. You are, as you rightly say, or you said, you're exhibiting on stand 122 this year. Of course, you were with us last year. Last year was a bit of a difficult situation for us from the point of view that it was soon after pandemic, really, when everybody said we could all go out and talk to people again. So we got the show on very quickly, and I'm glad to say the industry know us and they support us very well, so they all carried through their stand space. But this year, of course, we've had a lot more time to devote to fun things. We're doing a lot of fun things at the show, making it more of an event rather than an exhibition. Did you come to our Smart Building Awards dinner last year? Oh, you did. Yes, of course, I saw you there.
Nice event. I was there. It was a really fun night.
Well, it's nice to get the industry together, and I think networking is very important. We do get, and we are getting, probably more integrators there this year. I know we've got a whole bunch of Control 4 integrators that they told me they're coming along. But on your stand, 122, Philip, what will visitors be able to see? I guess you'll be there chatting away.
For sure. I will be there, so you can talk to me. Okay. So everyone who is listening here, come talk to me. And what we will show is our 8-port switched and metered PDU. It's one of our flagship products. And we will also show our unique 12-port switched PDU. So means we have one switched PDU on one rack U that has 12 outlets. And no one has this in the market. So it has one of the highest density. And we will also show our AC-DC switched PDU. So where you do not need any power supplies anymore. So this is also really, really, really unique, because no one has that, and everyone loves this product. So if you want to see it, if you want to hold it in your hands, come and see us and test it. I will give some demos. So
come and ask for Philip Goode. He'll be there. Those products you mentioned, Philip, are any of them new to the UK, or are they in the UK now, or have they been shown in the UK before?
Yeah, they are already in the UK. Actually, we have stock. just ask RGB and we can ship it next week. So go ahead and ask them. And next week, that's at the moment, everyone is asking that, are you sure that is like this? And yes, at the moment it is like this, because we haven't heavily invested in stock. So,
it's very important, isn't it? Because it's very important to the integrator. I'm stating the obvious, but it's very important to the integrator because, you know, if they want the product, they want it tomorrow. And if you can ship to them, or rather RGB, your distributors can ship that very quickly, that's half the battle for them, I think.
Yeah.
I just think, just to sort of give one soundbite on the that we could use on the availability. I mean, availability has obviously been an issue for installers right across, you know, the product family, the product range that installers use, and some sectors are sort of harder hit than others. But, you know, the idea that, you know, product is available and can be shipped straight away is you know, perhaps in an ideal world shouldn't be such a powerful message. But at the moment, unfortunately, it just is because of what the industry's been through, what the planet's been through in terms of COVID and in terms of, you know, chip availability and things like that. And, you know, in terms of the issues we've had with shipping, you know, in all industries. So having stock available is perhaps in normal times seen as a basic, but at the moment is a real plus.
Yes, for sure. Yes, for sure. And at the moment, so for example, if you have like a worst case scenario, there's maybe like, for example, 10 weeks or so. But even if you say to someone 10 weeks, then they say, oh, okay, that's fine. Right? So it's just...
What I found interesting, with what's going on as we are recording this podcast, of course, there's the China and the Taiwanese, or the Taiwan situation going on. And I read a report yesterday, Dan, which I found interesting, that Taiwan are responsible for something like 44% of the world's chipsets. That's incredible. You know, from that, what I call a little island. It's quite amazing.
Yeah, that's one of the biggest chip manufacturers, so called TSMC, Taiwan Semiconductor. So he is, obviously this company is in Taiwan, so they produce a lot of chips. So this conflict doesn't help any manufacturer, and not one integrator.
I wonder if that's going to compound the product problem, but hopefully not.
I don't hope so, because purchasing, and this crisis, if you talk to purchasing, this crisis won't be over in the next year. So maybe mid-2024, but yeah, we will see.
I think so too. Okay, so the definite message coming out of Good Systems then is that a PDU is essential for every professional AV installation. So that said, I think that's about time. That just leaves me to say thank you to Philip Goode from Goode Systems.
Thanks for your invitation, David.
And once again, thanks to Daniel Sait, our illustrious editor of Essential Install Magazine. Thanks, good to see you, Dan.
Yeah, good to be back again, and don't forget to register for the show, obviously.
Yes. Register at, I better get this in, register at www.eiliveshow.com. And register for your free ticket. So thank you for listening, and keep your ears open for the next in the Essential Install podcast series. Goodbye and have a great day.
Thanks for listening to the Essential Install Magazine podcast. Please subscribe to this podcast in your chosen podcast app so you never miss an episode. Stay up to date with Essential Install in print and online. Visit essentialinstall.com.